Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.
An diesem Freitag gibt es Live-Musik aus Irland. Man muss sagen, Irland-Berlin. Von einem Künstler, den es einst vom Osten Irlands nach Berlin verschlagen hat. Hier lebt er inzwischen seit fast 15 Jahren. Und die Stadt hat ihn und seine Musik auf sehr besondere Weise auch geprägt. Auf welche Weise, das können wir jetzt auch auf seinem Debütalbum hören. Swings heißt es und wir freuen uns sehr, dass er heute Abend bei uns ist. Simon Fagan alias Monsey. Simon. Good to have you here tonight with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Great to be here.
Yeah, so congratulations to your wonderful album, which came out last week.
Yeah, the album, the digital version was...
The digital version.
Yeah, it was released on the 11th of, April. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so congratulations. We will talk about this album, Swings. But first, let's talk about your amazing musical journey, which began, as I said, in the east of Ireland. Is it Eastern Ireland?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've always been involved in music from a very young age, I would say.
Yeah.
I originally come from a small town, which is just north of Dublin.
Oh, okay.
A place called Navan, County Meath.
Oh, okay.
And I've always been involved in music and playing various different instruments and performing in bands. So I've not been able to shake it off. all of these years.
Interesting. Also er kommt aus einem Ort, Navan heißt der Ort?
Yeah, Navan.
Navan,
yeah.
Navan, yeah. Okay, that's the Irish pronunciation, the right pronunciation. Und hat sehr früh schon angefangen Musik zu machen, ich glaube in a parish choir and he was singing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean when I was a child I sang in a choir like most young people growing up in small towns around Ireland.
Yeah, okay, nothing else to do.
yeah, something like that. I mean, songwriting was something that kind of developed over the years, and I guess I took it more seriously, in my early 20s, maybe late teens. And I think that's when I really found my own niche. It was through songwriting, I would say.
Mm-hmm, okay. Also er hat, wie gesagt, sehr, als er klein war, in diesem kleinen Ort in Irland angefangen, in einem Kirchenchor zu singen, also wie man das so macht in kleinen, weil es nichts anderes zu tun gibt in so kleinen Orten. Und hat damals auch Trumpet, was a cornet you played?
I played... I started playing cornet.
Cornet,
which is like a small trumpet. I played trumpet and guitar and some piano. I guess, just being involved in bands for most of my life, you try your hand at various different instruments at some stage,
Of course.
It's fun.
Ja, also die Musik hat ihn nicht losgelassen. Er hat dann erzählt, dass er dann so mit 19, 20, so Ende des Teenageralters und Anfang 20 hat er dann angefangen, Songs zu schreiben und Bands, er hat in Bands gespielt. Also das war das, womit es dann eigentlich richtig losging, seine musikalische Laufbahn. We're talking tonight, that's interesting, about parallel universes. So, imagine you decide in one situation differently than you did. So what would happen?
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't have decided to be a musician or to go, I don't know, whatever. Has there ever been a plan B? Also wir reden heute über Paralleluniversen. Was passiert, wenn man sich an einer Stelle anders entscheidet, eine andere Kurve nimmt oder so? Ein Leben läuft anders ab. Was das bei ihm hätte sein können?
Yeah, I've actually often thought about this.
Really?
Yeah, and it's, there's some moments in one's life where you find yourself at these crossroads and you're normally faced with having to make a decision, which may just seem like an everyday decision. But when you look back, you probably realize that this particular decision at that time shaped the your path.
Yeah.
And where you are today. And that was certainly the case with me as well. There's been many of those situations, I would say. And just going back to your question, I mean, I've thought about if, you know, if I had have taken the left instead of the right.
Yeah.
I think I would have been a Tischler.
A Tischler?
Mm.
A carpenter.
Carpenter, yeah. I love making things, and I cut myself today, actually.
Ah, okay. You what did you do?
You can see it here, my thumb. I've got a big
which
plaster.
Which tish did you carpent?
No. So, yeah. But I like making things, you know, and yeah, and stuff like that. And I find it quite creative as well. And it's another creative outlet for me. But yeah, I would have said maybe a Tischler.
A Tischler. Mm. Wonderful. Also wir haben genau darüber gesprochen und gesagt, ja, man kommt so an Scheidewege, an eine Kreuzung, man entscheidet sich, geht man nach links oder nach rechts. Und auch bei ihm gab es so verschiedene solcher Wege, wo er sich da lang, so entschlossen hat, da lang zu gehen. Und jetzt ist er hier das, was er ist. Wenn er sich vielleicht anders entschieden hätte, wäre er möglicherweise ein Tischler geworden. Und er hat uns gerade gezeigt, dass sein Daumen verletzt ist. Vielleicht ist es auch ganz gut, dass er kein Tischler geworden ist. Maybe it's good you didn't become a carpenter, yeah. Tischler. So let's talk about your album, Swings. Swings is both. It's a verb and the plural of swing. And we see on the artwork, on the album cover, we see a young boy, which is your son, swinging. Also Swings heißt dieses Album und das beinhaltet, das kann schwingen sein, das kann eben vielleicht auch die Musik sein. Also im Englischen gibt es ja auch unterschiedliche Bedeutungen für das Wort swing, schaukeln. Man sieht einen kleinen Jungen, der schaukelt. So tell us about the idea of swings.
Yeah, so I would say swings, the name swings came very later on in the process of making the album. I was trying to figure out a name, and I had many different names for the album, but it just didn't seem right, and I wasn't able to settle on one. Where Swings came about was during the process of writing and recording the album, I found myself in a lot of Spielplatz around Berlin, like any other, new dad,
yeah,
mom. They become acquainted with Spielplatz around Berlin, and that was certainly my case. And I found myself pushing my little boy on the swing, and I would be. At the same time, I was thinking up of lyrics and maybe of an idea I was working on, you know. And so the idea came from that kind of image. And also the idea of swings, the entire process for the making of this album, it ebbed and flowed. Mm. And so it was a process that... it was like a drip feed diet, and that's the way I would describe how we actually made the record, because it was a stop start process. Mm-hmm. First of all, we are working jobs, and we're trying to make a living. But at night time, we were recording the album, and also. In my own personal situation, becoming a dad, in the middle of it, I took a 6-month break just to concentrate on home life, and so it wasn't this process where we went into a studio for 2, 3, 4 weeks, mm, and we just did all this work all at once. It was very much a case of twice a week, at nighttime, going down to Neukölln, where our studio is, going in there at maybe 7, 8 p.m. at night and coming out at 12 o'clock at night, going home and getting up and going to work in the morning, and doing that twice a week for many years.
Yeah.
And so that's where, that's that's where the idea of swings came from, this kind of ebb and flow and fluidity of life, but also the actual idea of pushing my little boy in
ah, okay. Also es ist so, genau, Spielplatz. Es gibt so unterschiedliche Bedeutungen. Dieser Titel kam erst relativ spät zu dem Album. Und also man sieht diesen Jungen schaukeln und das ist sein Sohn, den er anschubst. Und im Prinzip ist das so eine Metapher für das, für den ganzen Prozess des Albums. Also dieses, es ist ein Prozess, der immer so ganz von unterschiedlichen Dingen mal gepusht wurde, dann wieder zurück. Es war kein kontinuierlicher Prozess, weil sie waren mal nachts im Studio und dann mussten sie aber wieder ihren täglichen Job machen. Also es ist im Prinzip ja, was eine unterschiedliche Herangehensweise an dieses Album, ne? Also so dieses, ich mache immer diese Bewegung, während ich das erzähle. Also jetzt nehmen wir wieder Schwung und dann sind wir wieder in dem Album, dann gehen wir wieder zurück und dann nehmen wir, und das aber auch gleichzeitig die Emotionen, die diesem Album innewohnen. Es sind so unterschiedliche Emotionen, die ja auch uns von einem Gefühl ins nächste schaukeln lassen. Und das, ich habe das jetzt so ein bisschen auf meine, so in meinem Verständnis wiedergegeben. Er hat noch ein bisschen mehr gesagt. So, this is also an album you made in Berlin. You're still in Berlin. It's you know, this city shaped your music in a way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like a lot of others as well. That is certainly the case with myself. And yeah, I mean, you know, Berlin is a magical city, and yeah. It's changed a lot. And I can only imagine, you know, from as an Icelander like myself, saying that to people who grew up here, it must have changed dramatically for them more so. But yeah, it's a place for in my opinion, it's a place for a great place for artists to take time and work on their art.
Mm.
And of course, it is changing. But for me, I when I came to Berlin, I just had a sense of freedom that I was searching for in Ireland, but it wasn't there. I love Ireland.
Yeah,
I love Ireland.
Who doesn't?
But, yeah. yeah. So. It's a special place. It really is, yeah.
Also er lebt jetzt schon wirklich lange in Berlin, also über 10 Jahre, fast 15 Jahre. Und die Stadt hat sich verändert und wir sehen das ja alle. Und auch für ihn ist es jetzt eine andere Stadt als die Stadt, in die es war, als er gekommen ist. Und dennoch ist es immer noch eine sehr lebenswerte Stadt. Er lebt sehr gerne hier, er liebt Irland, aber er lebt sehr gerne hier und hat hier dieses Album veröffentlicht. Swings heißt es und es wird, there will be a record release concert, a release concert on May 31st at Prachtwerk.
Prachtwerk, yeah. Yeah. May the 31st. There's the vinyls are arriving. Mm-hmm. So if you guys come, you all can... You can get a vinyl. so we're very excited about that. And we're going to have a full band and a little horn section as well. And it's going to be a great night.
It will be a great night.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have a great night tonight because you're here. And you play with some of your mates?
Yeah, yeah. We've got some of the boys. Some of the boys are here tonight with me.
Okay, so
okay.
So we play now one song and then we listen to Monsi.
Great,
Simon. It's good to have you here
Thank
tonight.
You, pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Und bei uns ist heute Monsi. Sie stehen zu viert auf der Bühne. Und wir hören höchstwahrscheinlich Songs vom Album, das am 11. April erschienen ist. Swings heißt es und hier ist Monsi. Viel Spaß.
Falling from the sky, you know I'm afraid of heights. Others get lost like my brittle bone soul. No lingering tinge of bonfire night is bad enough to turn any good boy into an anarchist child. She's tossing and turning, calling out her name. Rosemary and wine, will you be my bride? She never said a will. Never said I won't. I guess I'm never gonna know how the story really goes. She gave me a long-sighted view that night. I'm looking through it every day of my life. She gave me a
thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Und schön, dass ihr da seid. Also wir hören nachher auch nochmal Live-Musik von Monzi und erinnern Sie jetzt nochmal und nachher auch nochmal an den 31. Mai. Da gibt es das Release-Konzert. Dann ist auch das Vinyl da. Thank you very much, Simon. Thank you. Und wir haben jetzt nochmal Live-Musik von einem großartigen Künstler, Simon, und seinem Projekt Monzi. Am 31. August ist das Record-Release-Konzert des Albums, das es jetzt schon eine Weile gibt. Aber dann gibt es ein Release des Vinyls und wir hören heute nochmal Songs darauf. Swings wird dieses Album, heißt dieses Album, und wir hören jetzt nochmal Live-Musik. Monzi, viel Spaß.
Someone you
I said we all had a hero inside somewhere, but mine don't ever seem to want to talk. Maybe someday with a flag overhead flying freely in the wind, I'll be carried somewhere a long way from here, like a bullet in a train. A bullet in a train. Find you crying all alone in the bathroom tubs that you were singing in the rain. Just like the last time and the time before, I was singing in the rain. When you're singing in the rain, there's no one to blame. But sometimes we gotta move between the shadows and the blame. It's a kind of bullish fight, hard to grab a bite, so shut up, hold me tight. When you're singing in the rain, there's no one to blame.
Dankeschön. Danke.
Vielen Dank, Simon Monsi. Wie gesagt, das Album ist draußen. Swings heißt es. Und die Record Release, das Record Release Konzert am 31. Mai im Prachtwerk. Thank you very much, guys. Bye. Okay.